It's Thursday, the 14th of January, 8 a.m. and it's a bit lighter this morning, but that's due again to mostly clear sky, but some bands, there's ribbon bands of clouds in the southern sky again. I wonder if we'll get some colour in a wee bit. It's very calm, but it's very cold. It's been a right frosty night. Everything is white with frost. Three frosty bin lids to my right, and frosty grass and plants in front of me. And all the ones that are not frosty are the ones behind me in the herb garden. And that's because they run along the back wall of the house. They get protection by just enough heat from the bricks of the house to keep the frost at bay. But it's a beautiful morning, I have to say. Calm and brighter and crisp and peaceful. So many positives. So many positives. And I'm feeling good this morning. I had another really good sleep last night. I know at one point I was, let's just say, at bursting point. But I was determined I wasn't getting back out of bed again. I didn't. I just put my body in another position and dreamed of pleasant things. Yeah. And I managed to get off to sleep again until the alarm went, and my brain's still not attuned to that new little jingle on my sleep app. I think it was shouting its head off this morning below the pillow before I came to. But that's okay. It's extremely dark, even with these clear skies. It seems to be getting darker in the mornings. It's incredible. We're supposed to be getting lighter. Later morning. It'll come. It'll come. So quite a good day yesterday. That put me in a fairly good mood by the time I'd settled into the big chair in the evening to watch the telly. Oh, putting an accent like that on, it's not really something to talk about my morning thoughts. No. Dialects and brogues. Passed a group of guys yesterday when we were out in Airdrie. About 14, 15 miles to the west. We were out at the hospice, St Andrew's Hospice, delivering something, and decided to take a wee walk around the streets and passed a group of guys. And you know, it's wrong to say this, but in the same respect, you can't help it. There was this three or four guys standing in one of the corners. And you look at them and you look at their dress sense and the way they're standing and acting, and even before you hear their voices, you can say, and I know it's wrong to judge, you can say, well, that looks like the lower end. And as soon as we got to them, we had this terrible, guttural, horrible dialect that's been developed in certain parts of Glasgow that's spread out as they've moved out of Glasgow to the smaller towns and brought this horrible, terrible accent. Oh my God, it's shocking. It's the mannerisms and the way that... it really is, it's terrible. It's that bad, it just grinds me, just grates me. Mm. I know what's wrong with Joseph. I've said that already, but I could demonstrate it, but it's funny in a sense because we laugh at it when we hear it at times, but another time we think, you know, it's where the hell did that come from? It's not Scots at all. It's something that's come out of the sewers. And invariably you tie this in with the ones that are all smoking certain things, drinking bucky and other things and dealing with drugs and that. It's just shocking, shocking. Yeah. Wasted lives, that's what I think about it. Could be doing something with your life instead of that. Hanging about street corners and saying, "How you going, big man? How are you today, big man?" Oh my god, it just, oh. Okay, what I mean? You know what I mean, man? Oh, I'm sorry, I apologise for that. No, I don't. Yeah, hell. I think it should be abolished. I often imagine those people going abroad, and, well, not that they'll ever go abroad because of their way of life. A life that exists around street corners. I know it's easy to say, ah, oh, you should have sympathy with them, but no. They've got just as big a chance as anybody else of doing things with their life, and they choose not to. That's my opinion. That's another subject, isn't it? That should be another subject. Yeah. Back to the peace. Peaceful Christmas. Oh, that sounded like crisp. Christmas. Christmas. Crispness. Yes. That's the other thing. We detest seeing Xmas. Like Xbox, you see Xmas on a shop window. Yesterday we passed a shop with Xmas sale now on. And my wife refused point blank to go in. I don't blame her. Strangely, one of those was a Christian shop. That's the truth, by the way. A Christian shop had Xmas on the door. Sometimes I wonder at life as Mr. Blackbird swoops along past my legs. Probably being pursued by Mrs. I don't know why I'm in such a cynical mood this morning. I'm actually in a good mood. Oh, she's landed, my friend. You better pop it. Go on, get him, girl. Go on. I don't know why. As I said, I'm in a good mood. I don't know why I'm just cynical. So cynical about that. I don't know. Is it being cynical? Or am I just speaking the truth, the facts? Just the facts, man. Just the facts. Anyway, my head seems to be in a bit of a turry wee this morning. So glad we're getting some nice weather again. Long last. See, there's a cynicism again. There goes the cold tea. But hey ho. See what the day brings today. A good day, I hope. A good day for you and all.